Now, the industry convention for many people is a byword for dullness, hardly the stuff of a photographic project, except if you opt to attend the more unusual ones. This is what photographer Arthur Drucker is working on. Arthur, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Could you give us a flavour of some of the conventions that you've photographed so far?
Sure. I've been to six conventions thus far. I began the project this past April. I'm about halfway through the project, and I've been to a convention for an organization called the Association of Lincoln Presenters. These are gentlemen who dress up like Abraham Lincoln and go to reenactments and that sort of thing, and they have their annual meeting. I've been to a convention for taxidermists, fetishists, ventriloquists. I went to the big Star Trek convention that was held in Las Vegas, so that gives you a little flavor of the variety of some of the conventions I've been to.
And when you say went to the Lincoln convention, obviously it's as I understand it, that's the smallest one you went to, but there would be an awful lot of people dressed up as Abraham Lincoln. Are you dressed up as Abraham Lincoln so you can fit in?
That's a great question. The answer is no, but the funny thing is I'm a tall, slim guy, and I'm a history buff, and I know a lot about Lincoln, and I love him. And at the end of the convention, several of the presenters, they not only invited me to come to next year's convention, but they also invited me to join the organization.
Oh, right. Okay. That's a thumbs up if there ever were one. At the fetishists' convention...
That
must be an interesting one. Plus, I would imagine that if you're going around with a camera, perhaps not everyone would welcome you taking a picture of them.
Well, you know, I have to say, the fetish convention, let's just say that I think part of fetishism is also exhibitionism. And I think part of the deal is to do this kind of stuff with a bit of an audience in some ways, not all the time, but... let's just say that the people who attend these conventions, the fetish especially, I think they like being seen, and a lot of what goes on at that particular convention are photographers doing business, really, with fetish models. So in addition to what goes on the convention floor, up in the guest rooms, a lot of the photographers who attend, they turn their guest room into a makeshift photo studio. And the fetish models who attend the convention will make appointments with the photographers and literally go from room to room, and each photographer will photograph them in a certain kind of fetish or bondage posing or scenario.
And by doing that, do they pay money to have these photographs taken, or are they hoping to get some sort of career out of it?
It's all that. The photographers pay the models. That's how the models, you know, some of them make a pretty good living at it. And the photographers, whatever they pay, they try and make that money back, from what I understand, by posting the photographs on fetish websites and, I guess, selling them by whatever agreement they come to with the models.
It sounds
like some of these models make a pretty good living, I have to say.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, though, that the fetish convention then is quite business-oriented.
It is, but having said that, it's also clearly the wildest convention I've been to. Yes, there's money there. There's money to be made, but there's a lot of, let's just say it's laughing all the way to the bank, you know.
Yes, pardon the phrase, but no shit, Sherlock. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. See, it's interesting, you can say that on Irish radio. If you said that on American radio, you'd probably be bleeped out.
Yeah, I have a quota. I have to fulfill every day.
Okay, got it, good.
Now, at the same time, the ventriloquist, oddly enough, reading about it, the ventriloquist convention struck me as the creepiest sounding. I don't know why, but just the idea of all these people going around with their little friend who's also talking just is slightly unnerving.
Well, I can understand why you would say that, and when I told people I was going to the ventriloquist convention, some of them made similar comments, but I have to say, I laughed, you know, the whole time I was there. I think ventriloquism suffers from that kind of an image, the one that you expressed there, that it's kind of a creepy, dark art or something like that. But I have to say, my experience at the convention was, dare I say it, wholesome. I met a lot of wonderful people, great senses of humor. Again, I was warmly invited back to attend next year's convention. Maybe I didn't see the dark side, but it was still a lot of fun. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you know? And Do the different sorts of conventions you've been to so far, I assume there's a different atmosphere at them, perhaps maybe less professionalism at some than others, by which I mean they are genuinely enthusiastic amateurs who are there for the love of it rather than, you know, maybe I can make a few bucks there.
Yes. By concentrating on the more unusual, quirky conventions, there's more of a rootsy, personal feeling there as opposed to, let's say, a more traditional trade or professional convention. Like, I'm sure a convention of the American Bar Association would be a little bit different vibe yeah. than the fetish convention. You know?
And generally speaking, were people happy enough to see you? Maybe were they a little weary or a little wary in thinking that, well, you might be here to kind of take the mickey out?
I have to say, I've been welcomed at every convention I've been to. I would like to think part of that is due to my winning personality, but I, you know, when I do the research and contact the organizers of these various conventions, you know, I'm very upfront. I say what I'm doing and why I'd like to be at this particular convention. And the only convention I've been turned down to thus far is the convention for the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Ah, why is that?
I think, well, in the email I received, the rejection email, the organizer made a point of saying this is a private organization, and which I completely understand. And they've already they don't allow photographers except for ones that they hired to photograph specific things. And his last line was, "I'm denying your request."
Okay.
Like, okay. All right.
One assumes this is an all-white organization.
I believe so. A very white organization, and I, you know, I pitched it saying, "Look, I've been to the Lincoln Convention. This is a chance for equal time."
Yes.
You know, but they didn't buy it. So.
Okay, maybe they're all white and lacking something of a sense of humor. I would have thought as well.
Right,
well,
I think for them the war isn't over yet.
Yes.
So, you know.
Arthur, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and best of luck with the rest of the project. That's a photographer there, Arthur Drucker.